single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Living Life. I would like to think of myself as someone who is pretty self-assured and self-confident, but I have to admit at the same time that what people think of me does matter to me. You know, it does. It doesn't define me. It doesn't. I don't let it shape me, you know, in terms of the way I think myself, think of myself, and it doesn't drive me. Exactly, but it matters to me what people think and say about me, and it does bother me, I have to admit. And chances are, most people, you may feel the same way as I do, maybe either more or a little bit less, but to different and certain degrees, but most of us do consider, and it matters what other people think of ourselves. So, even for Paul, this was something that was on his mind, but he begins from a personal way and he takes it to a more theological discussion. So let's read the passage and then we'll continue.
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everybody. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is a ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts?
Now, at the core, when I say that what people think of me matters to me, what I am saying is that I have concern for their judgment of me. So the core word being judgment. That is what I am concerned about. And I think that is the object of today and tomorrow's devotions, judgment. Judgment is what Paul ultimately addresses, but at the same time, what I think he really wants to talk about is freedom. So we have judgment, but over the top of that, what I want us to look at is freedom, the idea of freedom. So the subject of today and tomorrow's devotions is freedom, right? Different subject and freedom. We'll talk a little bit more about this later, but I'm sure you've heard the phrase freedom from judgment. This is a theologically loaded and Christian phrase that we will often use and hear from sermons, devotionals, and books, and so forth, right? I'm using it right now. But that phrase puts judgment at the center seat, or it sounds like it, it feels like, and freedom is something that you get like escaping from it, right? So it's judgment, and then you get freedom like from it, right? From judgment. It's like tied to judgment. That's the sense that, you know, at least I get, right? Or in English. Now, the fact that I use the pronoun it for judgment in, you know, just a couple of seconds ago means that I understand and I was using judgment to be the subject of that sentence. Now, which is why today, earlier on, I described judgment as being the object, because the subject is freedom. And, you know, a quick grammar lesson. I do love grammar. I think grammar is very, very important. I do love teaching grammar as well. So if you would like to learn a bit of English grammar, you can always come to me. But anyway, subject in English is who or what the sentence is about, right? The object is who or what is receiving the action of the subject in the sentence. So if I go to school, I is the subject because it's, you know, the subject is, I mean, the sentence is about me and me going to school. School is the object because it is the thing that is receiving the action of the subject. It is I that's going to school. So the more important noun is I, or the person, me, going to the school. And this is the case that I want us to think about and be reminded of today. In this relationship between freedom and judgment, very often we consider judgment to be the subject, freedom to be the object, but it is the other way around. No matter how we say it, no matter what phrase we use, freedom is actioning against judgment, because judgment is the object. Freedom isn't escaping from judgment. Freedom is the protagonist to the antagonist, which is judgment. And freedom is embodied, if you look at verse 6, in the new covenant of the Spirit of God, which gives life. I love this really short, you know, sentence that summarizes everything. Judgment, on the other hand, is embodied in verse 3, ink tablets of stone. Verse 5 says, ourselves, meaning also by extension, humans, human beings, people. Verse 6, embodied in letters, as in not letters that, you know, Paul is writing, because, you know, the book of 2 Corinthians is actually a letter, but as in alphabet, writing, right, laws. And verse 7 shows us that ultimately judgment results in death. Now, the interesting thing is, most people will take judgment as a very negative thing, right? You don't want to be judged. It's a negative thing. Here in this passage, it is not described as just a negative or a bad thing. It's actually good. Beyond that, it's actually glorious. Now, and that the reason is that because it is God who pronounces the final judgment. It is not up to us to determine whether God's judgment is good or bad. Even as we ourselves are judged, and we are, by God, that is His complete right and like divine prerogative to judge us, because He is God and we are not. We are His creation, His creatures even. The law of the Old Testament showed us our depravity and inability to save ourselves. Even though God gave us the law and the commandments to obey, what it actually does and did, and He knew this, is to show us of our inability to save ourselves, even by trying to observe all the laws and commandments. But in opposition to that, the freedom of the new covenant of the Spirit is so much more glorious, right? So even judgment is glorious in itself because it is from God. It is directly from God. It is God's judgment. But now we have this thing that is even better, more glorious, which is eternal glory. The new life that we have, that I was described, that is, that we have access to through the new covenant. So the message today is simple. Focus on the freedom that we have, not on the judgment, because freedom is so much better, and it is the more glorious thing, the more glorious that we thing that we have from God, that we have access to right now. So as we close today, I want to repeat what I said just a little while ago, to focus on the freedom we have. Now, that is going back to grammar, present tense, freedom that we have right now. And so the question for us as we apply and to think upon today is, does your life and your spirituality testify of this freedom that you have? Right? Does it show? Does it reveal? Does it testify? Is your life a testimony of the freedom that you have? Or does it testify the opposite of the judgment? Because very often I think we live in judgment. We judge ourselves, we judge other people, and what people see from us is judgment, not freedom. So, are you living in freedom? Are you showing freedom in our life, in your life today? Let's pray. God, we thank you for the freedom that we have, Lord. And till we see you face to face, we don't know when, but we hope and we pray soon. We thank you for the freedom that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ, that we have access to right now, that we have right now, O Lord, the freedom that we have. And help us, God, as we live as disciples, as Christians, as followers of your Son, Jesus Christ, people who bear the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, help us to live in accordance to all that he has won for us, in all that he has made into reality, fought for us, died for us, and raised to life again for us as well, Lord, to live in freedom. So may you show us, Lord, each and every one of us individually, what it means to live free and to be free this day in your name. We pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world all and stepping in closer.